Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
I haven't heard this for ages.
I know, me too. I got reminded of it.
Thought about this.
Dear hip hop, what is the state of your condition? Niggas be dishing fiction, making my decision a mission to rid them from the planet, cause my tracks hacks the whackness. Raps, they flap and
shut up, man. Factors and raw skills, cause God filled me with the spark to be so fat. Rappers need an elevator to the classic shot there. My objective to be selective with my
projections to carry on the barriers of new dimensions. So help me slit the slack rolls, who act flows, the pack blows to crack foes, sweeping your reach from plateaus. With senseless scripts, the lips is paraplegic, while the level of my lyrics leave the legion with lesions. From when you gave me birth, I remain true to your rule. Your phonies try to hold me back like teachers did to them in school. My promise to punish poetic plagues won't end, cause ever since I was 10, you've been my best fucking friend. Dear hip hop, I love you till I die. To taste the grace of your embrace, I will try. My mission is to utilize the skills of the mic to reach all the loops and stereotypes. Dear hip hop,
you can hear the singing in the background.
It's true. But it does sound like you, that's the joke. Corrupt critics' voice views with no validity, claiming you're the blame for violence within vicinities. A promotion to penetrate province, how they depict us, so they deface the albums advising parents with stickers, hoping that our shit will die out. They remind me of niggas in French class not knowing what the fuck they talking about. Our expressions exemplify reality through artistic talents found in all municipalities. Cause hip-hop, you're growing like dicks during porno flicks. Yet pricks be on my back like slaps when I used to get licks. Man, even pops gives me no props, not understanding why me and you were branded to be lifelong companions. No power possible could prevent me to proceed to prevent.
It's so 90s, this video as well.
It is brilliant. It's fucking brilliant.
That's Dan E.O., Dear Hip Hop, from 1996. Yeah, look, the chain link fence, the b-boying in front of the graffiti wall.
The 20 dudes on the bridge. With the dude in the middle.
With
so
the fisheye lens and then the fucking, yeah.
I'm glad we came up on that. I'm not embarrassed of that. It looks fucking brilliant.
No, mate. I love it. I fucking love it. I just got reminded of it last week and I was like, man, yeah, like you just said, I haven't heard that in a long time, man.
I haven't thought about that. It hasn't existed in mi vida.
In it, man. Classic shit, man. Brother, how you been, man? What a crazy week, man.
Oh, 40 miles, bruv.
Oh, you've been picking it, yeah.
40
the fucking miles. Tube strike, man. Jesus.
On the line bike, I brought like those $2.99 fucking plastic kind of trousers that are just for like getting pissed on in the rain. Because you're that much of a mug, you still go out like that. And mate.
Jesus, how did you hold up? Yeah.
To cycle to work, it takes like 35 minutes.
To get
the train there, it takes like an hour.
Hour, yeah.
Every goddamn day. And sometimes longer if I got to wait at Earl's Court. The fucking Edgeway. Like, damn.
It's mad surprising how quick the bike can be, man. Yeah, people underestimate it, man. I love my line bikes, you know what I mean? I'm be zinging about. I got caught up in it on Thursday because I avoided taking a train this week pretty successfully. But Thursday, I went down to Waterloo to your favourite spot, to Leaky Street, man. I linked up with Pure and Tonk and Met and Feral, and we had a nice little couple of beers down in the pub, and we painted a couple of chromes down in old Leaky. Hold on, I think I got
it. Yeah, I saw the photos, I think. Very nice, very nice.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, it's just the longness of the fucking tube strikes. They are just, it fucks you completely.
Yeah, completely, man. But yeah.
I'm going to shut the...
Are they asking for...
patio door.
Oh, yeah, there was also that train with the message, with a little bit of luck, we can make it through the strike.
Strike that.
Yeah, man.
That was sick.
I think I got it here. Hold on. Because that kind of inspired us because we were going
to
go through.
To get through the strike.
Well, it inspired us. Because we were going to look at like little messages people write next to ground. Oh, for fuck's sakes. I hate this fucking thing, man. Hold on, give me a second.
Just play it like that, boss man, isn't it? Boss man.
Yeah, but I want it to get a bit bigger, man, so I can zoom in on it a little bit.
but it's just annoying. Oh my God. Oh, and again, it fucking happened. All right. Anyway, this is a train here done by, you know, someone we all know. A little bit of luck. We can make it true to strike. That was a photo by Metromorphosis down on the...
I love it, man.
Yeah, man. So big him up.
I love it.
And that kind of inspired us to talk a little bit about little messages people write next to their graph. You know, people usually, what do they usually tend to write? They're usually like, you know, RIP to a mate or free, what's his name, who might be locked up at a time, or little personal messages you might write, or an excuse. Like, you remember we were showing old things of ours and you were like,
always said too dark or too raining dark. Or,
or quick tings.
Can't
whatever.
See.
Yeah. Can't see or ran out
shit,
of paint.
Shit paint. Yeah,
shit paint. Shit paint
is the worst one. That is the definition of a guy blaming his tools. Oh, shit paint. It would have been a fucking burner if it wasn't for this shit paint.
Yeah. So I pulled out a few classics, man. This one by Lee Quiñones, I think, if I remember correctly. My mother told me to stay home, but did I listen? Hell no. The all by myself bomber. And look at this person in the window as well. That's such an iconic fucking photo, man.
That is fucking bang bang, isn't it?
That is a bang bang that one. Bang bang. Oh, this is Piorski. He always writes a funny thing. And he was like, people forget I King Shepherd's Bush Underpass in 1993, June to October. Where's my fucking recognition from the scene? that's on the big bit of his E. Score here on a train. It says keep it fresh, but look, the scheme on his outline on his piece is like the Colgate, refreshes, you know, the toothpaste. So I thought that was quite witty.
Yeah. Aquafresh.
Do you speak French? Yeah. What does that say under there? What does that mean?
Your mum. We've talked about this. I don't know what that third word is. Sousa de.
Ta mère sous des Strumpf. Strumpf is the French word for Smurf. And it's actually a quote from the movie La Haine, when they're cussing each other. You know what I mean? Like they're cussing each other and they go, ah, your mum sucks off Smurf. So I just thought it was the funniest thing. and that's another thing.
That's one of yours. Movie quotes.
People love writing like little movie quotes or hip hop lyrics. Look, there's another La Haine one from me, the Baise La Police. I had to put it in there. So I don't know if you guys could see that. I tried to copy Saeed's hand style. And one more of mine. This is an amber in Arabic.
Yeah. By the way, bruv, that word "suse," I think you should type that into Google Translate. Share your screen now. See if it says "sucks."
I'm pretty sure I looked it up before I did it. All right, you guys tell me in the comments. Anyone speak French, let me know if I spelled that correctly. I just want to show you this one last bit. Look, I did this in Brazil. When I was out in Brazil, I did the A-M-B-R in Arabic, amber, with the chromatic effect. But I don't know if you can see down here in the bottom right, it said Al-Qaeda style. Just stupid.
Oh, my days. You're going to get the pod shut down. There's people walking outside with England flags and shit, bruv.
Oh, shit. Yeah, fucking Tommy Robinson and all his boys, man. Fuck's sake.
And all their England flags have got the crease exactly in it because they've only just bought it from fucking online. They never had it before. I'm going to get one of them.
They're probably made in Korea and shit. Look, this boast, it says, whack on walls, wicked on trains. Menace to society. I'm just going to go through my ones real quickly. Metsky, kids, never talk to pigs. 1312, no comments. Like, Mets always got, like, word of advice for the kids, you know what I mean? right, what's this one? Okay, I can't remember where I got this one. It's obviously on a New York transit.
So you got it on Subway Art.
Yeah, this is your classic one. There was once a time when the Lexington was a beautiful line, when children of the ghetto expressed with art, not with crime. But then, as evolution passed, the transit's buffing did its blast, and now the trains look like rusted trash. Now we wonder if graffiti will ever last. So it's a little poem there he's written next to it. Oh, we've done this one. Oh, yeah, then the classic, you know, down in the Oxford Circus station. This was just after Grenfell. I think Steez did a big Grenfell piece. And then they were like, you know, politicals. Look, he even crossed out Oxford and put political circus, which I thought was funny. But yeah, oi, Muppets, what if it was your houses that burnt down? All power to the people. Salute, man. And he circled the MPS. I'm assuming that's like one of the companies that were...
MPs.
MPs. All right. I thought
that's how he says, oi, MPs.
Yeah,
what if it Muppets. Was your house that burnt down?
You're right.
It's a very clever wordplay, play wordage.
Yes. This one classic scheme character. Stop, look, and listen. We are the sons of the ghetto and we will survive. Hold on. I think I've got one or two more. This is accurate. No, Massacre. Quick outline. Too dark. So I just put that in there just because, like we were saying before, little excuses. Here we go. We are unstoppable.
We are the nasty.
Uncatchable. We are nasty.
We are nasty.
Oh, yeah. I be munching yuppies like chicken nuggets. That's still down in Oxford Circus. I like that one. I thought that was funny.
That's not still down there.
That's the Oxford Circus. Yeah, you can even see it.
Still there. Down there.
Oh, no, it's not still down, but this is from the same mission. I'm just saying. That's all I was saying. And Theme had a couple as well. So I'm running through these quick time just because I don't want to.
Oh, look at the missile coming down. Stop the wars now.
With the radioactive.
Yeah, it does.
Stop wars now. I'm sure that will do it.
Up to him.
No, big him up.
Look at this T-Kid one. Look at what it says in the middle. For all those that can't see it.
It says, bitch-ass toys, just shut the fuck
shut
up.
Shut the fuck up.
Terrible motherfucking T-Kid.
Boogie down Bronx, the nation's best.
Straight into Damn. The point. Yeah, big up. Oh, man.
I love it. I love the way it's so American. Bitch-ass toys, shut the fuck up. That's it. That's all it is. That's the message. I mean...
Yeah, man. Oh, what's this one? Let's see the whole one first. Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah, this
one.
Is
what
a
book's
nice
this from?
Piece,
you were saying this book.
This is from this book, bruv. Everyone, I can't even pick it up. Everyone should get this, bruv.
That's a big ass book.
Chunky thing, yeah? But it is the nuts.
Can you say the title of the book, please? Because I can't see it in that.
New York City Graffiti, The Destiny Children, TDC.
Okay.
The Destiny Children. So these are the guys. We should go through this book on the pod. These are the guys, or some of the guys, that were like late 80s, 88, 89. I don't think there's anything 1990 in it. So it's like after all that shit and after the big buff, and then when it came back for a little bit, then these man, bruv. So in terms of like everything's a bit better. The quality, especially the quality of the photos and stuff. But
the piece
is just Pierre Trains.
Sick. And what's this message they wrote? All of you suckers are going to have to learn the hard way that
we don't play. Understand?
Exclamation.
New York shit, yeah. We don't play, understand?
That's another thing, yeah. People always writing threats next to their pieces, like, dog this and die, you know what I mean?
You see the whole piece of that? Look at the piece, look at the arrows on the left, man. Look at the characters there.
Yeah, like the characters, classic.
Old school characters.
With the high top fade. And the Nike tick in the shaved in the head bit.
And I always get it mixed up with Dez, but it's not Dez, but it's another one called DC3.
Uh-huh.
So it's show DC, this that's the other side.
Yeah.
All of you suckers are gonna have to understand the hard way that we don't play.
Sick. Yeah, that looks
I mean look, the pieces are hard, man. Look at this. What's that
this
next one?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Oh. My trains are hungry because they ain't been fed.
They ain't been fed. My trains are sick. Oh, that is a classic.
That's from Zero and Show on the 5 train.
Yeah.
Damn, son.
Wow. Very cool indeed.
But this book is the greatest.
Oh, this is, we didn't read this one between the two characters. The Destiny
Children. The Destiny's Children will survive forever to destroy every toy on planet Earth. That's like the shit. You know what I mean? That's the kind of shit I'm talking about. Mate.
He's got the United
Colors
of Benetton.
Look at the fat border.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
That's too good, man.
I mean, imagine seeing that, man. What's that, like 1989? 88.
Seeing any of these would be crazy. Is this a Mad Scene one? Is that scene?
Yeah, it is. United Artists, 1980. From Coney Island to Pelham Bay, graffiti art is here to stay.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, a lot of lyrics kind of being done back then. Yeah, that's
look at those cracks. Look at those rocks. Actually, pretty good. Where it says United Artists, then it's like the rocks falling away, mate.
Yeah, that's dope. And again, with the shitty paint, you know what I mean? Back then, like, man, crazy.
Yeah, but they had like Rust-Oleum and Krylon.
Yeah, I guess.
We didn't have that.
Yeah.
Well, the generation après, antes didn't have that.
Mm-hmm. No, it's ill,
look
man.
Look at the highlights and shit. It's a fucking decent piece, that man, that S.
Yeah, man.
Which is the letter for today's graph letter game. The letter S. That's a good
point, man. But before we move on, I just want to say, if you guys know any like cool, funny graph messages next to pieces or something that comes to mind, send them in to us on the Instagram or whatever. Let us know in the comments, man. They're always fun to check out.
Yeah, but I wanted to tell you about this football, yeah?
Mm.
Every time I've used it, something bad's happened, yeah? And it's a brand new football. It's quite expensive. It's like a league quality ball.
Yeah.
So it was like 85 quid or something. Every time I use it, something goes wrong, yeah? And then it's been in the car for a billion years. Just recently, I brought it out of the car, brought it up to the flat. Like just doing a little bit of kick-ups. It's flat. It's easy to control. A little bit of kick-ups and like almost smashed everything in the kitchen. It just completely went wrong. This ball fucking hates me, yeah? It's like it's possessed. It just wants to fucking do something to me.
Jeez.
And so that last week, Monday, I said, I'm taking this bitch back to football because over there they got like the pump and they can like electric pump it, do it mad quick and shit. I said, I'll take it down there, sweet. I'll get it pumped out and I'll use it with the kids. Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Like again, I must have put it away because it was shit back then. Pump it up and I'm playing football on Monday, yeah? Before the game starts, I'm just doing like, we're just like kicking it about. And I just go for a volley. It's a five-a-side fucking, like it's like a short but wide goal, yeah?
Mm.
Above it is just netting, like forever, yeah? So you can't lose balls, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's like that kind of, you know, just square netting. There's one hole where something bad's happened. It's the exact size of a football, yeah?
You could never...
ever do it if you tried. Like, never do it.
Yeah.
The netting is huge and right across everything and there's one hole. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And this ball has gone like clean as a whistle, yeah? Just through the ball. Goes into the top of this quite high up bush.
Yeah.
And I asked this geezer's walking past and he's like all like in a cricket jumper and like in these kind of garms and that. And I'm like,
oi, oh, mate, no. Pass the ball, man.
I'm like, bro, hello, mate, can you? And he's like, oh yeah, I know. Okay, goes to the thing, and he's like, and I'm like, it's above you. You're like, shake that bitch. You know what I mean? Get it out. And he's like, as soon as he touches it, some leaves fall off, and like one goes on his sock because he's got like those high trousers, his socks, and he like stops immediately, like bends down to pick the leaf off his sock and throw it away, and then goes back to like this little shake. And I'm almost like, everyone's coming, go, Fleem, come on, what are you doing? We're starting the game. And I'm like, he's getting my ball, like, wait. And I said, bruv, forget it. So I don't want to do it anymore. I'm kind of hurting my shoulder. Like, no lie, yeah? And then all the other lads come over. They're like, what's going on with this geezer? And I said, I don't know, he's hurt his finger. Yeah, let him go. Just as that, like, this rude boy comes out. I'm like, man, beg of you, get the ball, man. You need to shake it. And he's like, yeah, it's sweet. He fucking shakes the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
Fucking ball bounces. He does around the world. He's like, must have been a baller. And then just volleys it.
Oh, yeah.
Over this team. I'm like, yeah, cheers. The next play time, and he had a big zoo in his mouth, and he's with his granddad or something. It was a joke. The next play, so the goalie gets the ball, he rolls it out, goes to one of their players. Their player goes up a shot. I go to block it. Yeah, so my foot is there. His foot is there. The ball can't go anywhere. Yeah, just one of those ones where he goes. And the ball now at the other end of the pitch. Goalie's rolled it out. Whatever, just goes. Like that. Really fucking up. And just goes over the tracks, onto the railway, onto like Turning Green. I'm like, what? That was the next touch of this fucking ball. Do you know what I said to them?
Ball is cursed.
You know what? I'm not even upset. Like, I want that ball out of my life. There's something wrong with that cunt. Oh, like fucking through the fence, and then the next play of the game over there. Like, I'm like, and it happened to me. It was always me hitting it. No one else did it. I'm like, fuck that ball, man.
In the next couple of days, if we hear like a train got derailed down near Turnham Green, we
know between
what
Turnham Green and whatever it is.
The cursed ball, man, attacks again. Shit.
Do you know what? It's had like some German writing on it. It was like German Euros or German World Cup. I can't remember. And I was like, do you know what? Allow that ball, bro. Yeah, World Wars, one World Cup. I'm not even going to get it back.
You reminded me a little bit of a viral video that went viral. There was someone, I think it was in America, there was an American football game going on. And you know when they score a touchdown, then you do the kick where you got to get it through the thing. They go, yeah, it's good. And there was someone in this crowd.
Field goal.
Yeah, field goal, whatever, yeah. And then he's standing, did they call it a field goal in America? Yeah, as well. And then so there's someone filming.
They don't call it a field goal over here, just over there.
I swear in rugby, what do they call it in rugby? It's a field
conversion.
Goal. Oh, yeah. Sorry, man. It's been a long time since I played rugby.
You're so American, though.
Someone's in the crowd, and he's like, you can hear him going, oh, man, if I catch this, man, then God is real. If I catch this ball, then God is real. And it's a million and one chance. And like you said, there's a massive net to stop the ball hitting the crowd anyway. Anyway, then a couple seconds later, they take the kick. It goes to the net. There's a hole in the net. One little part of the net, and it goes right through there, right into this guy's hand, like that. Yeah, and he's like, "Oh,
who was praying beforehand?
Who was praying beforehand?" And like the caption was, "God is real," you know what I mean? Because like I was praying, and it came right at me. You know what I mean?
Way. Does he catch it?
He caught it. Everything. Yeah, it's a crazy video. I'm sure some people would have seen it, man. It went viral like a few years ago. I just remembered it now when you told that story. But also, having stuff that has like, because I'm not a superstitious type of guy, yeah, but I do feel that sometimes you'll have like an object or something and then always bad luck happens around that certain object and then you're like, no, it can't be that, but then every time there's probably a bit of confirmation bias because you only notice it when bad things happen and you have that thing, you know, you disregard all the good shit that might happen. But anyway, yeah, like, I do feel that.
But sometimes, no, some things they only do bad things.
Yeah, usually like
never had a good time with that ball.
An item of clothing or something, you know what I mean? Like I'll be like, right, every time I'm wearing that shirt, some shit goes down, you know what I mean? But talking about clothing, look at the t-shirts we got on, bruv. We got some new t-shirts. If you don't follow us on the Instagram, you probably missed out because we've sold most of them already, man.
I think there's like 8 left.
I've got about 9 or 10 t-shirts left. All right, limited sizes and stuff. We've got a bunch of colors.
I went straight for the pink, bruv.
Yeah, theme went for the pink. Let me see if I got the, just to show people like what colors we got. We got light pink, apricot. The one I've got is an apricot. It's very off-white. They're very, like, you know, very subtle colors. So they don't
think pastely. Like, they're very pastely, aren't they?
Got apricot, blue, yellow, and then the pink. I think we're
until you showed me that. Do you remember? I was going, bruv, they all look the same.
They all look the same. I know.
The pink. I'm having the pink.
I know. But when you see them next to each other, you can see the subtle differences. So like I said, we've only got a few left. So if you want a t-shirt, you've got to literally hit us up right now. Hopefully they're not all gone, man. And it's a great way to support... It's a great way to support the pod, man. No doubt, man. Was there something else you wanted to say, or I wanted?
No, I was just saying. I asked my youths which one they said the light blue.
They like the light blue one, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. I'll see if we got any.
I thought they would have chose this one.
Yeah, the pink one.
I
pink
wore one's blue. Well. Now I look like an old school theme piece. Or you were saying amber, pink, yeah, and blue.
Pink and blue, son. Yeah,
that's
man.
That's where I put the blues on.
Yo, all right. So listen, before we get into the graph letter game and the fucking graph critiques, I was thinking theme, that new Mobb Deep tune is out. Should we give it a listen? You know, the new one, they got a new album coming out soon. And
they had this on like the what's it called? That podcast with Fat Joe and Jadakiss.
Joe and Jada.
Jada.
Cool. Yeah, it's quite funny. I've never watched a full one of those, but I've seen the clips online. Obviously, they all go fucking viral, man. Because them two have got stories for days. Fucking Joe, everyone was cussing. I don't know if you've seen this. Everyone cusses Joey Crack, Fat Joe, because he has the most outlandish stories that he tells. And everyone's like, nah, that's cap, man. No way. He's bullshitting. But then he pulls out the receipts and he's like, nah, it's true. And everyone's like, fuck it, hell. Anyway, Mobb Deep, Against the World. Is it called? Is that what it's called? Yeah, Against the World.
Against the World. Visualizer. Stick the visualizer on for the people on YouTube.
Oh, fuck, it's on. Stronger than ever.
Keep yourself out of the way.
Stronger than ever. I'm back, nigga.
So good to hear Prodigy, man. New verse from Prodigy. Crazy.
Yeah. Listen. New York is just one crumb on the map. One crumb in the lot. You happy with that piece? I'm gonna need that pie to satisfy my thirst, pacify my greed for blood, money, and power. The fans turn me to a monster, addicted to when they scream, you had one hit in your life, 1 second of fame. One of you niggas act up, everybody pays. All of you niggas back up, or I'ma start spraying. It's the ring around the rollie in, pocket full of old men, ashes to ashes. All my fallen soldiers reminds me to bring my gun. Bring my blade, kills niggas on contact, just like Ray. Can't find peace, I'm MIA, our MIA, drinking wet willies. This is global dominance. You on some block shit, I'm in the UK, turning apples to oranges.
It's small deep against the world.
I don't think y'all niggas hear me though, man. Nope, y'all hear me.
It's small deep against the world.
But I'm supposed to be scared. I got machines too, nigga, big one.
It's small deep against the world.
Nigga, I just bought 4 plastic rocket launchers, nigga.
The Hennessy.
It's small deep against the world.
40, tell them I need some more rockets off the internet. I finna burn this fucker down.
It's small deep against the world.
You want war? I'll take you to war.
Yo. Shine, baby, shine, yeah, that's what I do. You niggas talk a good one, but never follow through. So slow down, little younger streets will swallow you whole. Filled up with holes, you're nah, I go. You know the code, I ain't gotta tell you. Keep your service small, that's a given. Gotta be about your paper, not just partying bitches. The big picture, my shit was written up in the scripture. Set in stone from the beginning, why these niggas bitter? Never needed a cosign, I ain't throwing shade. My brother Killer did this shit with a open case. Front on me, cousin Ferg, open your face. I'm that nigga, my name ring all over the place. I'm good there and you not though. Lie, got your spot blown. You the reason why the cops know what the cops know. Nigga drop dime, he is not low. Motherfucker mall is my mind.
It's all deep against the world.
Yeah, that's right, it's not all good, nigga. Bitch ass nigga, go be friends with somebody else.
It's small deep against the world.
Fuck out of here, you bother me.
It's small deep against the world.
Fuck you, nigga. Fuck your whole bloodline.
It's small deep against the world.
Bloodline, you know?
Yeah, I know you heard that. And what? Can't take it, son. They don't understand me. P against the world. Know what I'm saying? Capital P, VIP, man. Don't make me no difference, nigga.
P. Capital P and VIP.
Hey, yo, H, good looking, nigga. I love you. See you on the other side, my nigga.
Jesus Christ.
I like that beat, man. Very chill. Like, you know, doesn't really do much, doesn't go anywhere, but it's just a nice loop. Like, they flow over it nicely. It's great to hear P's voice. What was your first thoughts on that tune, man?
The what he's just said at the end there was pretty fucking
pretty crazy,
haunting. See you on the other side. Damn. I love you before that. It was I love you before that, and then it was a see you on the other side. That's like, yo.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, like, yo, a lot of rappers, they rap about death and what would happen if they die. Like, a lot of people talk, especially if you're a gangster rapper, so it's not so far-fetched that, yeah, they'd have stuff like that, but, yeah, it is.
I thought it was fucking brilliant, bruv, and I absolutely love it, and I'm going to listen to it a billion more times.
I'm looking forward to the album. Man. Hopefully
I hope it's got shit like that on it. Yeah. And not just like trying to be pure militants. Exactly. It's Mobb Deep, for fuck's sake. It doesn't need to be.
No.
It could do like that grown man shit like that. Like, yo. I know they're going to do like some hardcore fucking Mobb Deep. So obviously, they have to. And if they got some bangers on there, that'd be brilliant. But I just think, you know, it's time to release. Who made that? Was that Alchemist? Was that Havoc? You know
what? I have no idea.
I think it's Havoc, no?
It must be Havoc. I'm assuming it'll be Havoc, if anyone. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is Havoc.
I'm just liking that sort of shit that those guys are putting out. All the Alchemist shit at the moment, it's fucking, it's like nice. It's like musical, you know what I mean? And that was a little bit like just late. That was just nice. You can put that on your... in your car and cruise.
Yeah, with the horns. Very nice, like, soulful kind of feeling to it. Theme, I wanted to run... I wanted to run one idea past you. I remember a couple episodes in the scrapyard we were talking about AI and AI music. Now, let's say someone like Prodigy, would this be a complete no-no for you, or would you entertain the idea? I don't know how I feel. If, let's say, they found one of Prodigy's lyric books where he'd written all his lyrics but he'd never recorded them, yeah, let's say Havoc found this book and he recorded the lyric because he knows P more than anyone and how he would flow on a beat or whatnot, you know what I mean, he recorded it and then they used AI to switch the voice into Prodigy's voice so it would sound like Prodigy fucking recorded it and it's his lyric. And
I don't think Havoc would need to record it, bruv. I think they'd just put it in. No, but lyrics in.
Oh yeah, he probably wouldn't have to record. But I'm just saying to get certain cadences of the way like he pronounced words, like I'm thinking to get it really, really good, they'd use the AI to change the voice, but the delivery and the flow, obviously AI probably now could do that on its own, but
I think it does it.
Yeah.
It's fucking mental.
It's mad. But like I wouldn't be surprised if that starts happening soon, you know what I mean? Maybe they'll find one of Tupac's old lyric books.
Easy. Sure, yeah,
I don't think Easy E wrote his own lyrics. So I doubt Easy E, but you know what I'm saying? Like, and maybe even now, because rappers who are alive now might sign contracts and say, when I die, I allow this and I don't allow that. I know Hollywood actors now, there was a big thing. There was even a massive strike like a year or two ago because of like using AI and someone's likeness. These big companies, they go, why am I paying Leonardo DiCaprio millions of pounds? I can just do an AI thing that looks like DiCaprio. You know what I mean? Like, you know, what's stopping them from doing it? So they've had to like rejig all the contracts and shit so they can't use
image rights.
Yeah, image rights and shit. It's all convoluted, mad. But yeah, I mean, so you wouldn't be too far away from that?
No, I wouldn't. I don't know. If it was something he'd written, I guess if it's something he's written and then you're putting it in his voice.
Yeah.
And I like the way you put like a little touch of like his brethren doing the original spitting.
Like, I'm just trying to make it as acceptable more... as possible. Yeah, like kind of thing.
Acceptable, yeah.
I reckon, look, for me, it's like with anything, whether they're dead or not, whether it's AI or not, if they're doing it purely just to make money off of someone's demise, then it whiffs and I don't like it and I don't want nothing. If it's a
genuine, fuck those wiggers.
Yeah, if it's a genuine thing, you know, done from the heart by people he loves with the you know, acceptance and the... If the estate of the person who passed away, if they all agree and everything, if they can make some money off it, you know what I mean? Like for them to help the family and shit, I could be swayed to it, you know what I mean? But I still don't know if I agree wholeheartedly.
I don't think I gusta. I don't think I like it, Matt.
No gusta, okay.
I don't think I like it.
No, fair enough, man. Well, let's get into the graph letter.
We're doing graph letter game, or what was the other team we were going to do? Let's do graph letter game.
As well. Listener question and graph letter game and critiques. But yeah, let's go graph letter game.
I am doing the letter S, and I'm sending them to your man on WhatsApp.
One at a time.
So give us a second. I'm sending you one now. First one.
I hope you've made it difficult for me, man. Oh, shit. Okay, it's on a Paris metro. I make that out. Nice blue S with a red outline. And these are all themed, just to double check. They're all the actual...
Just to double check, I'm not cheating.
They're all the actual names of...
No,
the
only like one some... isn't, but I'll tell you which one.
Okay, cool. All right. Is this a Parisian writer or an English writer who painted in Paris?
You can isn't that a bit of a clue?
Yeah, I need a clue.
Isn't it, listeners?
I can't even read the
English
tag.
It's an English writer.
I can't even read the tag at the bottom. It's all like...
It's a geezer from London.
It's a geezer from London with an S.
Yeah, I'm such a bad man. Mine are actual photos of actual photos.
Okay,
that's what they're, they look a bit shit.
Bruv, I have no idea. You stumped me on this one, man. I'm going to throw a name out there. I don't think he's even been to Paris and paid a train, but I'm going to say Syme.
No, not Syme. I'm sending it to you now.
Okay.
Big.
Let's see. It's downloading.
Sub.
Oh, shit. Why didn't I fucking get that?
Why didn't you get the bitches? Subvert.
What's the tag in the bottom of the S? I still can't make out what it says.
I think it might be rate.
Okay.
I think it might be. Don't worry. There's some. You were telling me to not come with the difficult, with the easy flex.
Yeah. No, you killed it.
Some of them might be semi-easy. Some of them might be semi-easy.
I like that one, though.
I'm sending you in this part two of the S letter game. Ritnu.
All right. This one is an easy one. Fats.
I wasn't sure, but then it has so many crews. The BMS and the GS and the high. I was like, he's going to get it.
Fats, there
you're
we go.
You're fucking busted. There's this one I also think is a little bit too easy. Man's pinging it over now. The man's pinging it.
Here we go. Ah, okay. Two names jump out to me, and they have a sort of similar style. It's either Spire or Skya. Yeah? Spire or Skya. No. Spire, not S-P-Y-E-R, but, oh no, it's not either of those two.
Well, how do you spell the next one?
S-P-I-R-E, Spire. Or...
What's
Skya,
the next one, bruv?
Skya. S-K-I-R-E. Yeah, S-K-I-R-E.
It's neither of them, bruv. Neither of them, bruv.
But
no more soup for you!
Oh, is it soup?
No. Which is so up.
Oh, fuck. It looks like a 90s
You've definitely
job.
Seen this, bruv. You've definitely seen it.
The S is ringing, like that little flick off the top of the S.
Ringing Pierre Bells. Ringing Pierre Bells. What's he got, ladies and gents? He's got one so far. No, he's got zero.
No, I got one. No. Yeah, I got fats.
No, that was the first one.
I got fats.
Oh, you got fats.
One point. Yeah, I'm going to kick myself. What is it, man? I give up.
I'm pinging out. It's Soir's. S-O-I-R. And then the same S to the backwards flex.
That's it. Oh my God.
Come
sorry,
on,
mate.
I fucked that. Okay. Number, another one coming true. This is actually fucking nice when I look at it like this. Damn.
Easy.
Damn.
All right. Ooh. Very nice fading in there in the
shadow. Yeah, I didn't notice the fading was in there. And I think fading in the shadow. Yeah, fading in the shadow. Highlighting fading in the shadow.
It's an S at the end of the word.
Little crumbles like that. See that little crumb? That might give it away.
I like it. Is it Rels? R-E-L-S.
No.
Fuck!
No.
Oh, vibes.
Yeah, but you got it wrong, so I'm not sure.
I got it.
No, you did. You got it.
Big amount.
Maybe ping you the ting so you can edit that ting in. Vibage, yo.
Yeah, there we go. I've seen.
All right.
Yeah.
I really want you to get this one. And it's got crews in it.
Okay.
And it's got letters after it, but there's nothing I could do.
All right, well, let's see. Ooh, MSK TGS. But is this MSK the West Coast or the East Coast MSK? You can't tell me. And it's at the end of the word, yeah? End of the word.
Well, kind of, as you can see. Only kind of. I mean, I'll give you Pierre clues. I really like this S, by the way.
That's nice. I like it.
Fucking bang bang.
Oh, man, I'm fucking drawing
I want to start doing graph like that. More curvy, but still with sick style. Do you know what I'm saying? Mate, I love this writer. I love this writer.
Fuck.
Damn. Old Billy Big Bollocks giving it.
Don't make it too easy.
Yeah, innit?
I'm sick of you, Thee, making it too easy.
The fucked up thing is, I recognize it and it's on the tip of
you
my
tongue. You thought
I'd
be coming with, like, I'm coming with, like, yeah, you know, our mates, like, Spo and Scene and.
Yeah. Revs, R-E-V-S.
No, Revs, but that's quite a good shout. I reckon that's
Reese,
quite a good shout.
Reese, R-E-A-S. Reese?
Nah, bruv.
Okay,
nah,
I give up. I give up. Fucks.
Bus one.
Bus one.
Look at that. Look at that thing I sent you there, boy. Nice. Los Angeles freight train, boy.
Freight 1995. Bus.
Yeah, boy.
One. Okay. Nice. Nice.
Next one's already been sent, bruv. Come on, Billy Big Bollocks. Let's have you. Let's fucking have you. You've got vibes.
At first, I thought Scheme, but it's not. Is it?
No.
No. Fuck. Shit, man. You stumped me on this one, man. Another American, another...
Look at the crew in there. Look at the crew. It's giving
TDC.
It away.
TDC.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
We talked about it about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, it's from that book of yours, yeah?
What does TDC stand for?
I can't remember. I don't know.
Ah, that's how much I can see that you don't love me. The things that we actually talk about, you don't remember. It was 10 minutes ago.
Go on, say. What does it stand for?
The Destiny's Children. Sick crew name. Sick crew name. The Destiny's Children, bruv.
It's a sick piece as well, but I have no idea. Who is it by?
Show. S-H-O.
And we just saw a show, yes, on the messages thing.
And it is fucking sexual, brother.
I'm not up on my TDC, I have to say.
Well, you need to get up. Look at this piece I'm sending to you now. That's not even like a super nooper nooper burner.
It's nice though, man.
But I'm enjoying this. I might chop one in that you have to get.
Yeah, go on.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Do it.
You'll definitely get that one.
I literally got one, bro.
No, you got vibes as well. Oh, after vibes, you got him wrong.
Yeah.
I'm gonna chuck you one.
Yeah, bro. Chuck it.
You'll definitely get either. I don't know, man.
Dash two if you want.
What, so you get a couple of pointage?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Is that Snag?
Yes.
Okay, good. He has a very distinct style, old school.
Yeah, and you can basically see the fucking N.
Yeah, a little bit, but yeah. And that's Spill.
S-P-I-L.
No. Oh, that's Syme then. S-I-M.
Ah, yeah. I don't know if that even counts. I'm going to give you half a point for that.
But you got
to be telling people for.
You got to send
me I'll send you the full Syme.
All right, sweet, man.
Now, and I'll send you the full.
Yeah, all good. You can send it after if you want. We'll work it out afterwards.
Snag. No, I've got more to send you, bruv.
Oh,
you've only got 3.5 points, and that's because I just let you have one, bruv.
Oh, okay.
Damn, son. I'm just picking over the snaggish. Now I'm going to go back to the hard flex.
Jeez.
But you should get this. And there's multiple reasons why you should get this.
Fuck. Okay, let's go.
I think you might get this, actually. Now I've just seen it again. I think you might get it.
What is that, man? Shit. I'm assuming it's at the beginning of the word. It's the first letter. Is that two things next to each other, and that's the beginning?
Yeah,
of
it's two things next to each other, which is a bit of a clue. They both start with an S.
Oh, man. And it's on a corrugated iron fence. That circle scheme, the circle with the circle round it, that's a very DDS, and it's also a very GFS thing to do. So, but I'm leaning more towards GFS.
These guys were bombing kings of New York.
Oh, New York, you're talking about.
No Londinium involved, bro. And there's two names that start with an S. They kinged it.
Oh, and they're huge Sane, and famous. Smith and Sane.
Yeah.
All right, you pretty much spelled it out for me, but
Yeah, boy. Same, but yeah, pretty fucking sick, no?
Yeah.
Zane Smith.
Very nice.
I'll send you the ting now. So, I was going to say, you've met him. You know what I mean? Okay, now this one.
Put in the green and green point. A nice little message there in the same.
Put in the green in motherfucking green point, bitches.
Yeah.
This one is not the guy's tag.
Okay.
Bang. You got it.
Oh. Okay. Some old school 80s business. Nice funky S there. I like it a lot. I'm going to throw...
It is funky.
I'm going to piss funky. Into the wind and say it's Bando. Because he said it's not the name that he wrote.
It's Bando Mode 2... And
aerosol, what's it called? Aerosol
art, baby.
Yeah, aerosol art. That's it. Okay.
I got one more that you're not gonna get.
All right, go on. Yeah, that's a classic.
Just
one.
Showing off my library.
Yeah, go for it.
Showing off my library. This is not the guy's tag.
Oh, bugger.
This is late 70s.
Yeah.
Late 70s.
Oh, it looks cool though.
So like 81 and 82 and shit. And it's not his reach. And he's famous as dick.
And it's not his reach. Fuck's sakes.
His reach is famous as dick.
I'm not going
to. Late 70s.
All right. We either talk.
Fuzz one.
Ah, Fuzz one. Okay. And what has he written?
Man, I didn't know he had so many. He used to write Lord as well.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, this is a solid dub.
Solid, all right. Yeah.
He has some sick names, bruv.
Uh-huh.
I've sent you the solid as
That's ahead of its time, man. Look at that. That's got so many things in it that people still... We get sent stuff for graph critique that this would burn. Bro, and it was done like in 50 years
70s.
Ago.
Late 70s, yeah. By someone who was like 15 at the time.
Yeah. Crazy.
That's when he was like getting into graph. I think he was like 14, 15. And look at this. This is just one for the record book, son.
Solid as a rock.
That's Fuzz One and Dondi chilling in the Bronx or Brooklyn. I can't remember. It's in the book.
Nice.
Sick book, bruv. That sick book. They're obviously mad young.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Look at Dondi with his browns out with their game faces on. And another thing
with the chessboard on the table, you know, the New York
parks
with the
Have you seen this going around? This is fucking the linear. Oh, yeah. Like, I love it.
Such a
Have
cool
you seen
idea.
How it closes on the door and shit? Like,
he's done a few. He's done several, man. He's done several. We're looking at a zombie character on the doors of a central line by the looks of it. And yeah, he's been doing, like, obviously, I don't want to say too much, but yeah, jump down somewhere, just, you know, he did that
Ribs
in
and
seconds.
Pies.
Yeah, you know, he did that in seconds. So
it might
cool.
not even be jump down, you know, it might just be like.
Maybe, yeah. Hell, who knows, man? But
can you see, you lot, all the people, them, how much graph he's doing? Mm. At the moment, I just saw Booba and Thingy from France and sitting in East Acton.
Literally just now, yeah. You was on your way to your house. Yeah,
and they're like, yo, we're waiting for a panel. And I was like, I chatting to somebody. And one of them said, bruv, the central lines that are pulling in here, just zombie frub, fizz of zombie frub, zombie frub, zombie frub. I'm like, yeah, boy. Sick, son.
When they put their mind to something, they don't half step, as it were. Man,
I love
it.
We're
all in, you know?
Yeah.
I love seeing him. And it's like kind of like Pokemons. You catch them, you know what I mean? Like, because he's done several of them and they were all slightly different, you know what I mean? Maybe a different pose or he's got a different hairstyle or a different expression on the face. And you're like, oh, okay, he's done that one. Oh, that one. They're so dope, man.
So good.
I haven't seen one
and
in the
frogs on the inside of the cars, of the doors. Mm-hmm. And like the etching into the metal and the stainers,
just everything
of the insides and the runners. There's like a couple of runners right now. There's an unfinished Runner. There's an actual, I don't know if the other one, there's been like runners in the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my
And they're still running as well. A lot of them
much growth.
Still running. And what I love about people like him, man, they, like I said, they don't half step. They don't do things in halves. They're all in when they do it. And like you said, like when you're talking about Kings, it's not just, oh, he did a lot here. No, he's doing insides, outsides. He's doing characters. He's doing like etch. He's doing stainers. He's doing this and different pens, different styles, different words, just nonstop. And it's just inspiring.
And like you know, making his own pens to get those fatter mops.
Yeah,
man. And I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah,
when you're getting on your floor, on the floor, like lying on your stomach or on your knees to get those bottom reaches in the metal on the train.
Mm.
And then you're like, right, dude's like, you know what I mean? Maybe almost a decade like older than me.
And you can kind of see the way, if you're observant, you can see the waves. Like you can see, okay, the first wave is this part of every carriage on every train. Like that, he just, you know, spend a while doing that. And then there's another second wave where he's doing the doors. Like
where I see like the middles. Yeah, all the middles. He's like, oh, he's doing the middle. All of the ends are battered. Like, the ends, I'm going in the middle.
I've done all the ends now. Now I'm moving on to this bit. And then this bit. And then over here now. Mm. And then this bit. Until you've literally kinged the fucking thing. That's how you fucking do it. And it's inspiring to see. When I see that shit, just makes me want to get up and get on the
case. But some people are going out and doing like the maddest missions and getting bits done, like panels done, which is great. It's fucking unbelievable, which is like more than I'm doing. And then some people are doing that, like you just said, yeah? It's the outsides and the insides,
mm-hmm.
and the street bombing and the throw-ups and the characters and the pieces on the panels and the dubs on the panels and the track sides and the, you know what I mean, multiple names. And you're like, yo, it's not just like the rest, like loads of people, like, and then he said, like the rest of us who aren't really doing it, they're like doing like one, like a 2 months, 3 months. It's like just to like fix the inside alarm going off. You're like, oh,
yeah, just to release that pressure gauge. Yeah, because it builds up, and you just go, poof, let it out. And then like, wait another
which
month.
Which counts because it's a proper mission. It's like, I'm not saying talking about just doing a track side, but I'm talking about doing something. And then, but it doesn't really count. No. So if you're doing it all the time, but so he's doing all of it. And you remember what Min once said, it's got to be the inside, it's got to be the outside, it's got to be everything, but it does, bro. And there's not many mother lovers.
Yeah.
Like a handful. A handful.
Exactly, man.
And then some of them who have got mad track size and mad pieces and mad street bombing and mad trains, they got zero insides.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
But and I'm like, yo, that. What does that mean? How does that? It kind of, it doesn't bring, you know, I mean, but there's a difference between putting the work in to go and do that, goes on the line and do.
But
this
it makes
and
sense.
That,
it makes sense. It makes sense because, let's say, for example, insides is maybe you disagree. Is a bit beta. I would say it causes more damage, the type of damage that the public doesn't like and people don't like and people are more likely to complain about, and you're going to be more likely on people's records and shit like that. You know,
more
I mean?
Reason to do it if it's real graph. There's more reason to do it, which is even more like kind of fucking right.
I understand how the types of people who just like, you know, wait their time they don't do that because they don't want to accentuate the chances of fuckery's happening. You know what I mean? So I understand.
Yeah. Doesn't that give him even more props?
Yeah.
Zon. I think so. Because you're like, oh, hang on. Because like I said, he's got outside running runners now.
He's still got it. But then
so
you could
like,
anyway, you're sorry, yeah.
No, I'm saying it's fucking, you're saying is right. It's more hot, there's bare cameras, there's this and that, there's people can see you, there's blah, blah, blah.
You're pissing
and he's still
off.
Got, it's still doing yards as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's I would say. People off, it's in their face.
Actually, no, I can't even say that. No, man. Because there's also
same
a
for
lot
pilot.
Of, And there's so much going on that we will never be aware of as well until we see them and they, if they choose to tell us, you know what I'm saying? So I'm sure there's a bunch of shit going on that we have no clue is happening. But Brother Theme, man, I don't want to be here all night bum-licking zombie, yeah? So let's move on to some crap.
What's the time? It's only 5:48, baby. Yeah, 5:48. Good,
man. People, please keep sending in your graffiti for critique and we will...
What is that? A tapas throw-up?
No, I'm going to pick... There was a certain one. Oh, actually, before the critiques, we had a listener question. Let's just quickly do it. I don't know if we can answer it properly today, but I want to just put it out there. Let's go. People, send in your voice note questions via the DMs on the Instagram or on the email. All the links are below.
Salutations, almshouse to your mother's house. My question is, what is your longest running piece of graffiti? I myself have a terrible piece of toy graffiti that is running on a public wall for the last 18 years.
18.
And Mr. Themos, I do not include your repulsive cock and balls written on your own father's house. Good day.
Salute, man. Thanks for sending in. He actually sent a picture of the dub that he's mentioned. He said this is... He's not in London, though. I think he's out there somewhere. But he did this dub 18 years ago, and then he went back, and it's still there.
It's still there.
DJB. I think he was a DJ. It was his DJ name. DJ Bad or something like that. I can't remember. Sorry, brother.
Hell, man. That's still decent for 18 years.
I mean... It's still there. It's not
to
like
have it. To have it there. I mean, I'm not saying the graph's deep. Yeah. I'm saying, the graph is a bit still there.
It's a bit naff. A bit
where
weird.
Does he live, man? Fucking hell.
I think out in a stick somewhere. This might be like under a bridge or down a tunnel somewhere.
For it to not still be there.
Yeah, exactly.
But look, he's on his border. You know what I mean? He's got his shit.
To be honest, he wasn't clear if he took this photo after he did it or if he went back and this is the photo of it 18 years later. Because right. It looks too fresh for that. Look, the chrome is still very shiny and chrome.
It's pretty fresh. DDS. Yeah.
And it looks like it's been pissed on. The wall is wet. You can see it's going through the paint as well. Now, big up for that, man. That's a good question. Theme, can you think, apart from the cock and ball set you drew on your dad's house that we've...
Yes, I can actually. And we've had it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Our friend sent it in, B sent it in, and it was Gunnersbury Station.
Oh, yeah. Do I still have those photos around me?
And that was... Fucking hell.
And what's still there?
I lived at my mum and dad's house, for sure. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been there.
It's not this one.
Yeah, it's still there. So someone cut the bush down. And the bush and the platform, bro. And that's fucking there, chilling.
Yeah, man.
We said, we looked at it, we went, oh my days.
I didn't realize that was still there. Sick.
No, that's the whole, you do on the episode, you do. It was like, yo, this has just been sent in. And there's a dire reach.
Yes, I remember.
On like the spiral staircase. You know, there's like a big car park at Gunnersbury Station. The spiral staircase, on the outside, there's a really old dire reach there. And there's an Asia reach outside Gunnersbury as well.
Yeah.
You know, look at that theme reach out there, boy.
It's a bit pixelated because I've zoomed in, but there's an old faded. Where was this again? In Chiswick or something?
Chiswick Mainline Station, yeah.
There's an old faded tag.
Okay, now.
That is just
massively whack reach. That's when I was riding with Cheap.
Yeah. I mean, this photo.
And I think that's a Vibes, isn't it?
Look, there's a date on the photo. It says 2004. Where's the Vibes? Where?
There,
well, this piece. Oh, it's Vibes.
It's Vibes, brother, man.
It is, and his little like oldie English kind of lettering. Yeah, that is 100% Vibes, man. And that's RT there next to it on the right, going around the wall. Going around the wall, yeah, the bubbly.
But you see, before I used to like his graph, before that stage.
Because
that stage there for me is like I'm on the way. I'm not nowhere near there yet, but I'm on the way to getting bored with graph. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm just starting to be able to like put any outline I want on the wall, and it's getting a little bit long.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, like a couple of stages before that, I was like, "Yo,
yeah, this is
fat,
this was
round,
the era,
big fuck off Vibes dubs."
This was the era when I got to when I first met him, and I think I painted a couple walls with him when he was on this vibe. As it were.
Really?
But there's an old...
He was obviously jealous of the theme reach, though, wasn't he? I mean, let's be real. How on, bro.
I don't have any photos, man. I was trying to think of, like, what's the thing that's lasted the longest? I think coming into Paddington, there's, like, a rooftop that I did maybe in 2000.
That's that small A&B.
Yeah, the orange one, the tiny one that I did. I've spoken about on the pod, but that's still there. That's
a joke dump as well. That's, like, that's a joke.
I reckon that was done in 2008, maybe 2009, you know what I mean? So around that time. But I've got older stuff. I reckon around Copley Estate or down in Hanwell. I'm sure there's some tags on some bit somewhere that we did when we were kids that's still there. I'm sure in the alleyways around my parents' house, there's still some tags rocking from when I was a kid.
You should go around there and get some.
I'm going to.
The cock and bull set.
I'm going to. This week, I'm going to go have a little wander around and see if I can find any old tags, man. I know Hanger Lane Station. I remember doing it when I was 17, 18. And there's a couple tags still rocking there from back then. Maybe I can get some photos for next week, man. Yeah.
Where, on the station or outside?
On the station and also, well, around the station, all the underpasses around there. But they've been revamped and buffed so many times. So I don't know if much will be landing there.
Yeah.
But on the station itself, there's a couple of bits. And then also between Hanger Lane and North Acton, I've walked up and down that bit of track from since 94, 95. Me and Frez have bopped up and down there a million times.
Between North Acton and...
And Hanger Lane Station, that stretch. Yeah, so I reckon there's 100%, there's a couple tags I reckon I could find, maybe get a quick snap of it from the train or something.
This Friday night, by the way, because I've got no utes on Saturday.
Yeah.
So this Friday night, I want to do something.
Oh, you want to do something? Ah, okay, yeah.
I want to do something, because I've got no utes on Sábado. They've got their cousin's party or something.
You know, it's been a while for me, man. I've been very... inactive, man. I haven't done
it. And before it gets freezing, because I know you're a tropical brother, so when it gets too cold.
When it's too cold, forget about it.
He's out of the game. Right. So, like, what's it now? September? It's got to be like your last bit in September, surely, no?
It's getting there. It's getting there. But we can do it. Hold on. Let me flip this round. Someone did an almshouse sketch. Theme, what are your thoughts on this sketch? In a sketchbook, black and white, you know what I mean? Arms house with a AHC in the O.
What does it say in the top?
Sorry, I get
sick facts. AHC BDW.
What here at the top? Suck guts.
Sick
AHC BDW. I think that says suck guts. Not a very good hand style. Obviously, this guy's a bit toy, but he's a lot of lines rubbed out as well. You can see I struggled a bit on this.
Oh, yeah.
Rubbed out a lot.
Yeah. I love those ones, yeah. And like the erasers made out of like plastic and not rubber. It's one of them like, shit ones.
Yeah, just tearing the page up while he's rubbing it out.
For fuck's sake. But listen.
Yeah, go on.
What I think is, I've just seen something else you can't do. But what I think is, he's trying to do graph. So instead of just doing letters, he's like, graph letters have to join up here and there.
Mm.
And then he's like, I'll put the joins here and there. And that's not working out. The A and the R, if you're going to blend letters completely like that, so they're actually the same thing. They're sharing the same thing, then you've got to do it again somewhere else in my book. You can't just do that, or you've got to do the whole thing like that, or maybe like somewhere else a couple of times as well. Can't just run like that.
Yeah, I agree.
But the so because you've said to yourself, I know graph letters have to join up, I'll join them up like here. You might think these look like graph letters, but they don't, they just look gay. Like there's nothing that you can do about it. You know what I mean? Because you've gone way over, like this stuff at the bottom of the first A isn't anywhere else. But there's some bits which you could have pulled off, like the U into the S. That's a basic like bar going across into an S, but then you've put like an extra bar going up and you haven't got there yet, bruv. Yeah. I'd be perfecting letters more as like standalone letters first.
Exactly.
But I know he thinks he doesn't need to do that. I know he thinks, I don't need to do that. I'm already on the next stage. But you're not, but evidently.
Not even close. The continuity of the letter, the style of the letters, look at the A compared to the H, for example. They're not too dissimilar letters, but why this, like, you've got this mad little, like, kind of weird arrow serif thing coming off it. And then the middle bit of the A is poking out the other side, but not on the H, you know what I mean? Like, little continuity errors. And then, like, you've got this lip on the top of the M here. And I see how you're trying to link up the S's, but none of the other letters have, like, a little lip. Like, oh, yeah, maybe the end of the E and the S, but... there's no continuation. This link between the U and the S, I think that's the worst. That's the most offensive thing on this whole thing, man. I don't like it at all. Yeah, the O just looks deformed. You know what I mean?
Look how low that bit of the U is. For what reason? Just yeah, so the S goes up like that. Exactly. It's mad,
you can see
bro.
His pencil lines went up there. You should have kept the pencil line.
Yeah.
And the M is the worst letter. Just like the thickness of this bit here, the two bits, it's like standing like that compared to all the other letters that kind of got a little bit of a, well, I guess the H as well, but
I need to tell these people how it goes. Yeah, it doesn't go like this. It doesn't go into like starting to do basic block letters and then suddenly going into joining them up. Yeah. It goes into doing your block letters, perfecting those block letters, and then doing the same block letters but this time with a bit of swag, and then doing the same block letters but this time with like curvature and swag. And you'll find from doing the swag and the curvature and swag, you're like, oh, the best blends of my letters come from here and here and here and here. And then you only do those blends, those mixings for like another billion pieces. And then you're like, oh, actually, I can add in and I can bring round and I can put some. And then it looks like Wildstyle, bruv. But you're like, oh, these are just the bits that I caned and caned. Wouldn't you agree, Manny? The first thing you get your letters, block letters, 100%. And then sick block letters, and then stylish as dick block letters like key or something, and then bam, 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 and you're like, yo, now I'm cool with my letters, and they always seem to blend here and there and there. F to the A to the M, but bosh, like, cool now. And then you like perfect that, and you're like, oh, yo, it looks like I'm doing like these mad graph letters, but the basis of is still exactly the same as like my just original block letter, like, and that's it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's an age-old story. He's trying to run before he can walk, man. Bring it back, right back down. I will give him one little bit of leeway. He's obviously tried to do letters like he's doing an almshouse. That's obviously not his tag, you know what I mean? Maybe he writes guts or something, I don't know. So he's more used to doing those letters. So he's going outside the box a bit. That's why it looks so horrible. But, you know, I'll give him a little leeway for that.
The R to M is not especially inviting. And the shadow, I would always put a bit on the bottom. Like, you've put a bit on the bottom of the O, and you've put a bit on the bottom of the R, but like you've tried to do the rest of it just on the left.
Yeah.
Like, left side of letters only. Yeah. And sometimes it works, but
if he did it fully to the left, the shadow, but it's a drop shadow. It's going down to the left. So you should have a shadow here in the middle of the M here. Even this angled here, because it's slanting that way, it should have a bit of shadow on it, especially this bit.
The bottom of the E, like, really upsets me.
Bottom of the E, yeah, exactly there. That shadow should be going all the way up. This bit, no. Oh, no, even that, because it's... Anyway, whatever. We're going too deep into this fucking piece.
Anyway.
Let's do a
couple. We're lucky we gave you so much time, because let me sum it up for you. That is the sort of shit me and Maddie would have got beaten up for back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. We would have got laughed out of fucking...
A bit like this. A bit like our brother Blazer. I tell you who's going to be a bit upset about Blazer. It's old Blazer.
And it, you have to arms him up, bro. You have to arms him up.
Look at the beam. I get him off the screen.
So it's a one-liner throw up Blaze. Like, you know, you can even see where he's probably bitten that E from. And like, you know, we've kind of seen that the A is just a monstrosity. I'm not feeling that A at all. The B as well. Goes too far that way.
Second worst letter, but brother, the
stop
B.
There. Yeah, the B, like, you know, stop it there and then come around, you know what I mean? And the tag isn't too bad. I'll give you that for the tag.
At least it's illegal, isn't it, this graph?
Yeah, a little one line.
And he's done it quick.
Done it quick, obviously.
But you can get that. You can do, listen, old Blazer, you can do that a lot better.
Yeah.
Like, with a lot more style, man.
All right, last one, man, and then we'll call it a night. Here we go. This looks like it's more on a legal wall, probably somewhere allowed. Yeah, it's in 100. A park. What does it
Sorbet?
Say? Sorbet, S-O-R-B-A-E, red outline, blue fill with little white bits. It looks like shimmering on water, like if you look at a swimming pool, you know, the shimmers in the water.
There's something about it which is nice, and there's something about it which I really don't like.
Okay.
I don't know what they are
There's a
yet.
little cactus running through it. I don't know what they got to do with anything, and like purple bits in the
Like, I kind of
background.
like the way it's almost like a continuous fat pen
It's
reach.
like a pen reach, yes, I was gonna say,
But
but blown up
yeah, I
into
don't
a
know,
piece.
man. What's going on with the black? Like, what is that's kind of.
So he's got a white outline, but because the background is white, he's added a black shadow to it and left a gap where the, you know, outline, or not a gap, obviously he's done it in white, but that's the kind of effect he's put on it. I don't think it's a bad effect. I think it works. I think it does what it needs to do. It makes it jump off the wall a bit more. Imagine that black wasn't there. It would sink a lot
Yeah, you know,
more
he's had
than
to
it
put it
does.
in, but it's because they fucked up the colors, the white on white.
I like this white effect he's got, whether he was trying to make it look like ripples on water or not. I kind of like it. I
Now
think
that
it
looks,
looks
yeah, old David Hockney, that looks all right. I'm talking about the white on the outside of the letters. If he didn't have the black, he'd be fucked.
And he's put a little yellow as well, which is a bit more
Yeah,
subtle.
yellow as well. I mean, it's
Yeah.
light as dick. That's maybe what I'm not feeling. It's good he stuck the black in, otherwise, but otherwise he'd be proper fucked if he didn't stick the black in. So I'm going to say this could have been quite decent piece. I mean, yo, I'm just thinking, what wouldn't you just outline it in black?
Well, he's technically outlined it in red, you know, and then there's the
I
white
mean, sorry,
round
bordered it in
outline.
black. The
Yeah.
whole thing? Like,
No,
surely no.
I like the effect. I
I
think
think
he
it's too
can.
light on light on light. I
Yeah,
don't like light on light on light.
I respect that. I respect that. I think the
And the
red.
E for me is two joined up handwriting. You don't need that little gap in the middle, man.
With the
That
middle.
tiny, tiny gap in the middle of the letter because it's gone round
Oh,
and
this
back on
bit
itself. And
here.
yeah, nomigo stuff.
Yeah. I mean, these things are
I like
harder
the
to
O,
pull off
man.
than people think. Yeah, like I think that,
Yeah.
yeah, I think the middle of the R here, I think the E, I agree with you theme, it kind of goes a little bit off, but I think as a whole, looking at it, I think it sits nicely on the wall. I think the letters all kind of go together. Again, like I said, I like the little, the white fadey mad bits. I might even give that a go, man. I kind of like that. This guy's like pulling out all these different, like even this one, this scheme. I don't know if
Oh
you've seen how
shit.
to do that. It's really easy to do. Like you hold the spray can real close to the wall to one area, and you do one line, and then you do it the opposite way, and you do another line, and then it makes it like look like a ghostly kind of thing going through it. It's quite easy effect to pull off if you know what you're doing.
I like the way the schemes are quite simple. They're not just, there's not bare stuff going on in there.
Yeah,
It's like the nice kind of David Hockney
well
swimming pool
balanced
ting.
and nice. Yeah, blues like blending in very subtle, and then white, some white bits and
I'll
shit.
tell you what, blue pieces with red outlines.
Yeah,
You know,
it's a
that's
good,
sick.
it's a
There's a
good,
pretty
yeah.
sick one at High Street Kitten. I don't know who did it, but it's fucking bang bang.
Oh
And
yeah, it's true.
it's,
Very
do you know
nice
what I mean?
one.
Sergio, bang bang, bruv.
All right, last one, last one. Here we go.
A moppage.
Mops dub.
Mopping up the pom pom juice, yeah? Making the
It's
guy let him slip off his chair. Don't worry, mop's here.
is that
Comes out with his
technically,
mop.
obviously it's a track side, but there's a fence between the where he did the dub and where the tracks are. So technically he's not on tracks, yeah. Not that that really
Yeah, that's
matters.
like some look. They can walk underneath it. There's a path behind it.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
Yo,
here.
does that say Fune?
Yeah,
Shut
someone
up,
did a roller
bruv.
fune above it. Yeah,
Shut up.
yeah.
Is there not reaches that you can't do?
Well, you'd think so, innit? You'd think it, but this is obviously out there somewhere. This isn't London, so who
Yeah,
knows?
we
I mean, it could be.
outside. We out there,
But
son.
let's focus on the mops. This is the chap who sent it in. 2025, dub, chrome, black outline, red one time around the outside, little drips coming off the letters. They're almost like half throw-up-y letters, but it's a dub. I'd call this a dub.
Would you? I'd call that a throw up with
You'd
an
call it
extra
a
fat
throwy?
border. Yeah.
I think it's on the border of dub, and I think it's right in the middle there. I would say it's a dub personally. The dollar sign in the middle of the O, really simple letters. He hasn't tried to go too crazy. Do all the letters match with each other? Not really, but does it all sit together nicely? Yeah, I like the little details with the little drips coming off, and then in the border as well. Maybe be a little bit more consistent with the thickness of the border. I mean, you've been pretty consistent, actually. Some bits go a bit
He's not
skinnier
been
than others,
consistent
but.
with, like, you see when you do bubbles coming off your border in the same color, you can't
These
just
ones.
do two there and two tiny
Yeah, but
ones
I reckon
between the
he
P
was
and S.
struggling to reach up there.
Yeah.
I reckon he was
But then
like.
to blag the, exactly. To blag the struggling of the ones up there, you put nice fat ones on the side where you can reach, and you put someone falling, and then it just, you don't even notice those ones there.
Yeah, true.
But yo, he's only put them there.
True. Has he got highlights? I think he's fucked up. Oh no, he's done with a black, like a quick black ching ching on the sides or something. Is it gray? Like that. Or is he, yeah, because here it's not so much. I don't know what he's done there, Maze. Or maybe he's tried to do Mops a little 25. Fade and then gone back over it with the chrome or something. God knows, man. But that looks a bit messy and a bit shitty.
What do you reckon of his drips and his letters?
They're all right. He's not gone overboard. I mean,
it could be all right. If it's a throw up, it could be semi all right.
No, I think he's all right.
His surely shadow, the P needs a bit more shadow underneath it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say as well. Shadow, he hasn't really worked out what's supposed to happen with the shadow, because the drips as well should have shadows on them, but he's got them on the left side here, but it's on the right side of the P. It's like, yeah, it doesn't make much sense. So he needs to work that out. And there's I'd no say to Mops,
be more careful with your lines, because like everything in terms of your lines, the line of the drips in your O, they're really fat and they're going over the letter and stuff like that. But it's like that one there is way too fat. Then your highlight lines or whatever they are, they're nowhere near. Some of them are like on the border of the inside of your letter. Some of them have like inches gaps between them.
Yeah.
The dollar sign in your S is done like badly, you know, and that's basically linear. That's like a linear line thing. You can get nice kind of ninja lines coming through that dollar sign to make it look good. And then the S, the bottom of the S, like again, the line, it's all too fat, too thin. You've got to have nice crisp lines. Can we just go up a little bit?
Up
like look, that throw up's been dogged out by reach. I love that.
Yeah, there's some beef, that. Little beef going on. It's a DR.
I may. Hey, listen, it's going to smoke DT, bro. He went over you with a fucking reach. I may doesn't give a fuck.
And look, they've mulched the wall purple. Sorry, I just realized that. Is that Mops and them lot? Him and his mate here, wherever you. Oh, that's Ime. I think that's Ime there next to him here. And he's done that.
I may, isn't it? I may. Now, hold on. Look. You in your face.
You see this mauve emulsion? They've emulsed the wall, but for some reason up here, they've mulched over whatever was written.
Do you know what that was?
But look at that green.
I may getting dogged by
that's
them,
what
man.
I was going to say. That
so
green
the violet, they reached it up and then he dogged them out green. As well.
Same green there. So maybe, I don't know. But then that's I may here, who painted with Mops. On the mauve thing. So why would they?
So they went and went over that thing, and up there was a thing dogging out Ime.
So they dogged Ime, buffed it, and then dogged it.
I mean,
him
we're
out.
completely making this up, by the way.
No, we reckon
that's what happened. Yeah,
we're making our own story of what happened here, man. Yeah. You let us know.
We want to have a bit of history behind it.
All right, party people, we are out of here, man, but we want to leave you on a track here. Theme has been reminiscing about old projects of his that he's done. This album from, you know, God knows what, 13 years ago now. Toys Get Smoked.
Somewhere on there, man.
We kind of wanted to show 2014 people.
2014 was the Chesterfield
2012.
Robbo thing.
2014,
May 2014, 11 years ago.
It says 2012 here.
Oh, 2012 there.
Yeah, 2012. Released October 9th, 2012. Anyway, yeah, so it's available.
Let me go down again.
Oh, yeah, Thoroughbred.
Thoroughbred was another EP, bruv. That was released 2014. Toys Get Smoked, 2012.
Yeah.
Damn, son.
2012. So we just want to show you that these albums are available on Bandcamp, and you can download for free, or you can donate a little bit. It's on Bandcamp.
You couldn't download Toys Get Smoked for free at the time. That was sold out twice. Fucking look at the track listing. Look. Let's just talk about this, yeah? Debut EP, yeah?
Yeah.
Sick. Film Who Spread It, Drastic Blows, that went down like mad everywhere. Shine and Take Off was made by Beat Butcher.
Crazy. Beat Butcher's a legendary hip-hop producer now.
All like his
America.
Own sampling, or, I mean, all like playing the instrument thing.
Uh-huh, nice.
And Genesis Elijah on it. Bad Intentions is Iron Braids. Who's Iron Braids now? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Forget about it.
The hooligan.
The Fly Hooli, bro.
Yeah, Fly Hooli.
Quincy Tones, trying to be best mates with Quincy Jones. Don't worry about it. You know what
Quincy
I mean?
Tones, like, did some production for Pharrell Monch, and he's done some big tunes as well, man. Big up Quincy Tones.
Then some new I've found on MySpace called Young Levs.
Yeah.
I just kind of like that beat for some reason. And then Block Politics, produced by Beat Butcher. M9 Reveal and Tony D. Bruv, that was a banger. That is a banger.
Two members of the Poisonous Poets, Melanin 9.
An M9 for Chip on my debut ting. Two tracks produced by Beat Butcher. I think it's mixed by Chemo. Like, allow it, bruv. And it went mental when that dropped, man.
Engineer Toby
Bly, Junction 9. Yeah, Toby Junction 9.
Crazy.
Which that's one should I we... told you that story when I was going when I was in the studio waiting, and M9 was coming, and I said, "Oh, bruv, it's long to explain to you. Just get a taxi." And he's like, "I can't."
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was like, when I go on LinkedIn.
Jokes, man. So go, people, know, go peep that, man, and all his projects on there, Bandcamp. They're all there for people to check out. And I know you got some
real,
other
real
stuff.
Dealer. Real dealer. Play real, the real dealer.
Oh, the real dealer, produced by Ilmo Sporadic, who did the.
But it's the real deal, isn't it? It's the real deal. Not the real dealer. I'm not shouting like that. Real deal.
Oh, the real dealer.
They call me the real dealer. The bat skinning big Zoo Bill and Ahuzilla. No, my days, he remembered it. Man.
All right.
Big up, everybody. Episode 149. We love you in the Arms House. There's 8, 9, or 10 t-shirts left. Yeah, make sure you caught on because we ain't got another run planned whatsoever. No. Next week's episode 150. Thank you for being with us.
Yeah, I want to shout out Gorilla Printing, who printed up the t-shirts for us. Shout out my brother Zelos.
Big up Gorilla Printing, man. Big up right. Zelos.
Real Dealer, original produced by Ilmove Sporadic and the main man, Themas. Arms House,
Arms
baby.
House to your mother's
club house. IMS Ilmove Sporadic, theme. Yo, it's theme. I'm a certified bang bang with Ilmove Sporadic. Do not get it twisted, this shit is certified live. We come together, yo. Feeling it, and it goes. Senior, sincerely and sinister. A symbol of this sickening Sin City's interior. It's simple things are sin and slip into hysteria. More difficult to chase it and make the game consider. Similarly, my skills are similes and syllables are seriously something ill that will filter through your area. Dare to stare down, my sound get pound like a heavy bag. Your very swag won't drip on my spit cause I'm malaria. Rap genius, got the ingredients. 16's a hideous, relieving me from idiots. Your shit's tedious, at best intermediate. Forget this misdemeanors, preaching mediocre meaningless. It's theme speaking, will you please leave immediate? Before I squeeze a few bars of far past redeeming it. Talk about feeling it, I wide dine and sleep with it. I divorce the game and every marriage just to be with it. Well, it's theme and they call me the real dealer. The back skinning biggles who've been an outhoozilla. I smack it from Timbuktu back to Pinna. No one smacks lyrics that move out you.
From Timbuktu to Pinner, back to Pinner. Yeah. Those are two quite random fucking places. But,
no,
I know
but that's the distance I'll smack you from. Timbuktu back to Pinner.
And it rhymes with Dilla as well.
True that he do it like no other. Smash your racks, yours and stats, they don't bother. Smash the show proper and slash your whole honours, yo. Yeah, this movement is true, cat. I'm not pursue that. I eat, breathe and ooze rap. Knee deep, firmly rooted, ruining your music. Useless poop dance, get bruised till they blue black. Spewing new chat that others reuse like blue tags. Underground waits for me, cues for the tube, man. True that, loose hating, food gazes, move back. Time for the who's real and who's fake and who's whack. I'm you, chat. From goons who choose move slack. Clueless rappers get left toothless and battered. I'm less confused and staggered when I'm boozing and bladdered. You moody little faggots, I assumed you knew you had it. It's time's up. Rhymes get sliced and diced up. So fine they hide behind tiny pine nuts. You're shy, bruh. That's why miners bite mine, recite mine. You think in time they might bust. It's steam and they call me the real dealer. The back skinning me goes a bit like a boozilla. I smack it from Timbuktu back to Pinner. And no one smacks lyrics that move at you, sicker. I leave you ruinous, ruin your own mother. Like old brother, it's true that he do it like no other. Smash your rats, yours and stats, they don't bother. I smash the show proper and slash your whole honours. Yo, serving up murderous blurbs, determined to burst. Hurting from thirst, yearning from a permanent thirst. Immersed in my verbs, rehearsed, I've gone further than words. Churning out scripts while pricks are still learning the curse. So I'm smacking these slacking, challenging amateur nerds. Banishing scavengers, managing to damage their nerves. With no daggers in hand, I'll stand till they vanish and swerve. No remorse or pause for thoughts. For the damage incurred, it goes. I've learned basics, my lyrics ain't tasteless. Face it, I talk from fake faces, they're aces. Take your 10 paces or forever close your pages on a day-to-day basis. My lyrics gain weight, kids. Yours are just weightless, shapeless rubbish. You spit bloody sluggish, forever hold your peace, mate. Please, mate, before theme be knocking out your teeth, mate. Ill move sporadic and we're busting up the scene, mate.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?